taking that as an invitation for us to ask about a different issue, could you address the same issue that I asked Mr. Grace to address with respect to the indefiniteness, the means for determining in the 568 patent? That's just for reference. That's at 15028 is the claim.
I'm faced with the proposition here, a little bit of proving the null hypothesis, that is that there's no structure that's set forth that that corresponds. And it's interesting to me, and has been throughout this case, that we have Blackboard and the cases that support Blackboard, Aristocrat and Finisterre, and Money In and Out and In Re Donaldson. And it's an unbroken line of cases from this court that caution that one should not confuse enablement with a definite statement under 112 paragraph 6. And that's what they do throughout. And what they do is they have Professor McDaniel say, well, one skilled in the art could have figured out a way to do it, blah, 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 blah. And that simply does not meet the requirements set forth in Blackboard. And what Mr. Grace points to the court, what he pointed to the court when he was up here, was he said, well, we specify these parameters that can be, that need to be calculated somehow or need to be used in some fashion. And the failure, it seems to me, in what he said is that he didn't tell the court that there is anything in the specification that says how those parameters are to be used within the system, what is to perform the function that's set forth in the claim. And the columns of the patent to which he referred, and which are specifically addressed by Judge Wright in his opinion, simply do not tell the user anything about how those parameters are to be used. What is the algorithm, or what is the computer actually doing?
Well, the problem, of course, with this line of cases, as with many propositions, is that you reach an absurd point at the end of the line. I mean, it's one thing to say that you can't have a patent that says means for propelling a vehicle, and then let's say means for propelling a vehicle and getting more than 60 miles per gallon, and then have one exemplar, and then claim that you get them all. Here, though, I wonder whether this isn't approaching the other end of that spectrum, in which you say means for adding two numbers together. If you had that, would that fail for indefiniteness because you didn't show the algorithm, as Mr. Graves was pointing out, for adding numbers together?
Well, I hesitate to engage with Your Honor in trying to draw
well, I understand, but I'm really struggling to see if we can have an articulable standard that incorporates my vehicle but leaves out the addition means.
I think that there obviously is some point of reason, like the court says, and one can posit outliers or extremes in any such case and say, well, isn't it true that this is going too far? And you could push me, I'm sure, further than your first example, and I would be forced to agree with you, Judge Bryson, but these series of patents are terrible in terms of their abuse of means plus function, not just in that one, but in the other six that we brought up in our brief that Judge Wright didn't reach, but seemed to me to be clearly of the same ilk, and I won't belabor the court with those, but I think that what we have is an absolute failure to make even any effort whatsoever to set forth how this might be done. And the evil of that is, as this court has pointed out on a number of occasions, that if you allow a claim like that in a means plus function situation, then what you're saying is it will cover all possible means of doing it. And that can't be the law. That isn't the law. And so what they do is they say, McDaniel comes in and says, well, he even says in some cases, I could think of several ways to do that. But having said that, then he confirms their failure to adequately claim or to specify the structure, because the very fact that there are several ways to do it runs us into the problem that these claims present, unless there is specific structure that's described to accomplish what needs to be done.